Proverbs Every Day, Season 10, Episode 277. It's time for Proverbs 2. Yeah, right on. Well, I'll tell you what, let me pray for you this morning, and then we will get on with our day, shall we? Father God, thank you so much for yet another day of wisdom. Thank you that you've granted us with your understanding, your knowledge, and truth. Father, we love you, and we ask that you would open our minds this morning, that you would grant us what is needed for life, not only our physical sustenance, but for our spiritual and mental substance as well. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's do this. Proverbs 2, in the New Living Translation, talking about the benefits of wisdom. My child, or my son, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Now, we notice that a lot of the Proverbs start out like this, right? They're pretty common to start this way. So it's like... That smack to the face. Hey, pay attention. But there's also that treasure my commands part. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. This is actually some good stuff. Let's do some highlights here. Tune your ears, concentrate, cry out for insight. Ask for understanding. I should be doing the blue highlights on these, I just realized, but that's okay. These are all action items as well. Search for them as you would silver. Seek them. Like hidden treasures, then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. And you will gain knowledge of God. This is just really quick about this. It just occurred to me that there's a connection between the garden, the Garden of Eden, and this. There is a notion of that fear of God being connected to all that, but that knowledge being no longer with us, that we need to actually seek it out now. It's a very interesting notion that one replaced the other. That when Adam and Eve ate of the tree, they became afraid. So it's almost like that knowledge, what they quote unquote gained, caused fear and caused them to lack the proper knowledge of God, which. Experiencing that for the first time, yeah, I'd be pretty terrified too. But so now we must seek that out. We must replace fear. All right, verse 6. The Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Okay, there's a lot there. So we have to seek this out first. We have to have these things where we have this humility here that we need it beyond what we can describe. And we're looking for this above everything else. And then the Lord grants us this. So it's not empty. You know, this is something where God is taking care of us here. So out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just. And so it's not just knowledge. There is more to it than that. There's a richness here that should not be missed. That's why we walk in this, and that's why every day we give ourselves this reminder and these elements, because we know that is going to result in guarding our paths and that protection and all that knowledge. It's a lot more than just simple, oh, I get it, or I understand something, or I've somehow, it's like listening to an audiobook and you suddenly feel smarter for about, you know, a half hour, then you forget it. No, this is a constant renewal of power. Verse 9, then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. This is a big one. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. So, something to catch here is that we sometimes see wisdom portrayed as a female character, and sometimes there's an implication of what wisdom actually is in our lives. Verse 12 is not personification. It is what it is in our lives. So when we say wisdom will save you from evil people, it is not an entity saving us. It is a sense of we're basically saving ourselves in a sense. It's not truly saving ourselves, but it becomes a mechanism that God works around. Again, this is something where we're going to see this here soon, but that wisdom was there before the beginning of the earth. And so the earth was created around wisdom. Literal physics were created around wisdom. And so when we connect with that, that is God working in our lives directly. So God doesn't have to intervene directly. Wisdom is what he has given us to be able to utilize that creation. That it's almost like there's people that say things like, you know, bending the universe to their will and things like that by whatever mechanism they think they can say the right keywords, and all of a sudden the universe changes around them or whatever. It's totally bogus. But what this is doing is saying that when you conform yourself to these practices and seek after this, then you are saved from evil people because you know how to avoid them. You know how to not be a victim of them. You're already informed about that. And so verse 13, these men turn from the right way and walk down Darth's paths. Oof. These men turn from the right way and walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked and their ways are wrong. That's who we're being saved from, because we know not to do these things. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. Let's learn a little bit about her. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. Or the spirits of the dead. Sheol. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. So we're saved from that. So, verse 20, follow the steps of the good and stay in the paths of the righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. So a short proverb that I've made into a long one. You're welcome. In any event, there's lots of good here, especially in that first. Let's go over that again. Let's look at that. So good. This first section is not just good poetry, but it's just such a good orientation. This really, I'm wondering if I should make this into kind of like a mantra for the beginning of the day, just to. And I guess I kind of do by doing this in practice. And a lot of you folks have told me the same kind of thing. You've made this part of your daily practice, which is awesome. But it is just really awesome to see the orientation here that it's not, it's above and beyond just simple humility. It is it's not just being contrite. It is actually seeking these things out as if you would for hidden treasures. Yeah. Yeah. And then God grants it. You know, gives a treasure of common sense. You know, it shields those who walk integrity, guards the paths. These are action words that are answers to action words. So today, I guess my calling to you is that we're not to take wisdom passively. Wisdom is active. And so that's through study, that's through prayer, but that's also through being active, actively seeking it out, actively going about it in your daily life. This is not something where you just seek it out for a half hour in the morning and then let it go. No, this has to be part of your practice. And I really want to hold up some of you that have reached out and said how this has made an impact on your life. It's certainly made an impact on mine as far as how I view the world and how I'm approaching things, especially on like social media and things like that. My approach has been dramatically altered in these last 10 months since I've been reading through this. Things that I normally would have been spending a lot of time replying to and things like that, or scrolling to and doom scrolling and things like that, they're not compatible with this. And so, frankly, even if I agree, I'm still not going down those pathways anywhere near as often. Now, every now and then, I still find myself, you know, we naturally want to have, you know, things that we agree with. And we want to see more of that. And that's the way these algorithms tend to work. And so it's my hope that the algorithm finds more people that are seeing this as well. So, you know, we're changing things up a little bit visually than what we've done in this past. Normally at this point, I'd have like a little link. But in the description, you can go see a way to share this with folks. If you're viewing it on a TV, I mean, you wouldn't be sharing from your TV anyway, but you can just remember to guide your friends to go to 11talents.co/YT. It's pretty easy. It's an easy way to share this. And that just is a direct subscription link that takes them directly to this page. We're going to work on some things soon as far as like expanding my communication with email and things like that. Right now, I've got to be honest, I'm just trying to get into a cadence. We are doing an additional study this month on the book of Acts. I can do leadership studies on that. And then very soon I'm going to have a giveaway going where I'll be giving away this book from John Maxwell, Jesus, the High Road Leader. So I'll be giving away a copy of that towards the end of this month. So look for that as well. Don't have that quite ready yet. There's some logistics that I'm still still trying to work out. But in any case, we'll have that for you soon, and I'll make sure to update links on all these to do that as well. So yeah, there's that. Okay, logistics out of the way. This is the point where I tell you to be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing all the rest. And I'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys. See you then.